Shalom, everybody. The Gemara in Masechet Berachot Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph lists a number of Rabbanim who composed and recited special tefillot after their Shmona Esrei. For example, one of those tefillot is what you and I say whenever we conclude our Shmona Esrei three times a day. Elokai, Nitzor, Lishoni, Meira, etc. But another tefillah in that same Gemara, composed by Rava, is the tefillah that we say when we conclude every Al Chait throughout Yom Kippur. The Gemara tells us again, it's Masechet Brachot, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, that Rava composed the following tefillah. Elokai, my God, Ad Shelo Notzarti Eini Chedai. Before I was formed, before I was created, I was not worthy. I was of no worth. V'achshav, and now shenotzarti, and now that I have been formed, ki'ilu lo notzarti. It's as if I haven't been formed. And he continues, afarani b'chayai, kavachomer mitati, etc. Yihi ratzo milfanecha, to be your will, God, that I don't sin anymore, etc., etc. And we have to ask, what does it mean? What is the meaning of this tefillah? Before I was formed, I wasn't worth anything, and now that I have been formed, it's as if I was not formed. What does that mean, and why do we say this tefillah specifically in our vidui throughout Yom Kippur? Rav Cook, Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, the first Ashkenazi chief rabbi of modern Palestine, he died in 1933, and he wrote many, many Sfarim, including a Perush to the Siddur called Olat Re'aya, and it is there, in that Siddur, in the Tfilot for Yom Kippur, Rav Cook says the following. Rav Cook says that we say the following to God. Before I was formed, I was of no worth. In other words, before I was created, I was of no worth, I was not needed. There is a reason that I was not born in 1948, I wasn't born in 1776, I wasn't born in 1105. There's a reason. The reason is because I wasn't needed. The world, the universe did not need me. When did the world need me? When did my mission begin? When did God say that I was needed? The day I was born, and not a moment before that. God's in charge. Not a moment before that. However, says Rava, and what we say when we do vidui, is that now that I have been formed, obviously I have a job to do. Since my soul has entered into the world at this point in world history, it must be that now there is some mission for me. God has a mission for me. I am needed in the world, and I must feel that way. However, here I am on Yom Kippur. Here I am evaluating how I have lived my life until this point, and I say, God forbid, it's as if I was not formed. In other words, I didn't completely dedicate my life to fulfilling the purpose for which I was brought into this world. If I did, then this would confirm and it would justify my existence. But since my actions have not been in accordance, since my actions were not specifically geared toward my true goal, since they were not 100% focused on my true goal, I am not accomplishing my life's mission. And I say to you, God, right now, in the middle of my vidui, I admit that. I admit that if I fail, God forbid, to fulfill my purpose in life, then my very existence is called into question. I was placed in this world at a very specific time that God decided to fulfill a mission. And I'm looking back and I say, I didn't do that. Hashem, please help me. Help me fulfill my mission. Help me recognize that I can change my ways. Help me recognize that I know that I'm needed in the world. I am valuable. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. And if that is true, then I want to repair my ways. Starting now, I am turning around and I am justifying my existence. That is the way Rav Cook understands this tefillah that you and I say throughout Yom Kippur. Emir Tzah Hashem, we should be zoche to justify our existence in the world, Emir Tzah Hashem, through true and authentic tshuva. Have an amazing day, everyone.